Bienvenido, all you beautiful people out there in the world, in the universe, in the galaxy, you know, because there's possibly aliens out there. Who knows? I think we'll find out soon. But in the meantime, welcome back to another episode of Los Pinches and remember, okay, I'm going to stop myself right there because on the last episode, I introduced us as Los Pinches Podcast. My bad, guys. Yeah. We're Los Pinches Compas Podcast. So
I mean, that's not even true either, but
yeah, I don't know why I did that. But it happened, you know. Welcome back to another episode. Only us three this time, no guests. But that's okay because sometimes it just needs to be us three. And that's fine. How are you guys doing today?
I'm over people. I never want to see people on this podcast ever again.
No more guests. It's only
us. No more guests. I'm done. Back to a stable and consistent. Okay. I'm good, you know. It feels weird not having a guest, to be honest. Because yeah. We've had so many back-to-backs, but, you know, missed you guys. Not that you guys weren't here, but, you know, missed talking to you guys directly. So,
Why are you always lying?
Well, I mean, you know, someone has to lie to you, keep you up there, so.
Hey, but.
I volunteered this week, so.
Let me stop you right there, little my sis. Everybody out there in the world, if you guys didn't know, it's already going to be passed by the time this episode comes out, but it's your boy, Compa Moises' birthday tomorrow. The 5th of October. So, hey, let's give a round of air horns. I don't have applause. A round of air horns to this boy's 40th birthday. La pinche viejo, güey.
I didn't realize I was turning 40.
You stink.
It's all good. It's all good.
How you feeling, man? You're almost 30. You're not 30 quite yet, but you're almost 30. How you feeling?
I'm going to hit 29, you know. Bones are already starting to crack every time I wake up.
I don't want
to
hear
you. I'm sleeping better, you know.
Okay.
Shout out to my machine keeping me alive at night.
Shout out CPAP.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I mean, it's crazy, you know. I remember growing up, like I was always like, oh, you know, can't wait to be 21, you know. Or I think the first milestone is, you know, you can't wait to be 18.
Yeah.
And then after 18, it's like, well, can't wait to be 21. After that, like, it's downhill, brother. Like, there's no more celebrations. It's more like, damn. Well, I made it through another year. Let's see what this one comes up with. But, you know, lived a great year. I've had a good one. You know, we started our podcast. It's been a great one. That was what, like right before? I don't even know when we started it.
It was before your last birthday.
Well, I know, but like, I know my last birthday was part of it already. So, you know,
yeah.
that's a big thing too. You know, I'm already celebrating two birthdays on this podcast.
We were taking shots last time, so I expect the same thing to me right now.
No, see, last time we was a live event. We know we had a pizzazz it for the people out there. This is an intimate. This is intimate, you know.
Let me ask you an intimate question then.
Hit the fifth.
How do you feel personally the days leading up to your birthday?
How do I feel personally?
And if you need context behind that, I can give you context.
I feel normal. Like I think nowadays, like I don't really have a big like, oh, you know, can't wait for my birthday, you know. I feel like, you know, being younger, you kind of always like wanting for it to be your birthday. Not because of like the gifts or anything, but like it's just that celebration type thing. Nowadays it's like last year. Like, I remember I worked on my birthday. Meh. I was like, whatever. Like, it is what it is. This year, so I'm off tomorrow and Friday and Monday. So I have a 5-day weekend.
God damn.
Because last year was horrible on my birthday. I worked and I was there till like 9 o'clock at night.
It
was
a rough day. You're like, fuck it.
fuck it. I ain't doing that again.
Yep.
So this year, my birthday was on a Thursday. So I was like, well, you know, let's start the weekend early.
That's right. That's right. Know?
And so we're going into Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then, but Sunday, I'm going to the Niner Cowboy game. So I'm taking my
Niners.
Dad. I'm taking my dad. It's going to be his first football game. He's a Cowboys fan. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun because he doesn't expect that. I remember I called him and I was just like, hey, like, can you ask for the Monday off? Because he works morning shift. So like he works at 4 a.m. or 3 a.m. I'm like, well, there's no way like you're going to make an evening game. We have a 5 o'clock game. I'm like, there's no way you're going to make it to work. But I didn't tell him what he was going for. I was just like, hey, like, can you take Monday off? He's like, for what? I'm like, just ask for it off. He's like, well, I can get like a half, like, you know, I can come home early if you want. I was like, no, like, I need you to ask for the whole day off. He's like, oh, okay. And then he started interrogating like my mom, my sister, and they're like, do you know why he wants me to have the day off? So no one's told him yet. So it's going to be a fun one. So I think that was my biggest thing leading up to my birthday, like the anticipation of going to that game. Like, for me, like, birthdays aren't really that crazy anymore. I think, like, next year, my 30th, I think I'm going to go hard. You know, one big shebang, you know, 30-30. After that, it's going to be, hey, you guys want to go get dinner at this one restaurant? Cool. And that's a birthday celebration.
Nah, bro. After 30, we hit clubs every year, bro.
Oh, we do? Oh, I get the memo. Well, I'll let Veronica know. I'm all for it. Haven't been to one, but you know, down to still go to one.
Nah, the important question is, would you get a lap dance at the strip club, or are you just chilling there?
Plead the fifth.
Ah, okay, okay.
My boy getting his own private.
Hey, Veronica, room. Those are red flags, bro.
30 minutes. Yeah, I said no more, no less.
I choose not to incriminate myself.
Well, he does in there. Fifth. He does in there, you know.
True.
Whether he wants to talk or just or watch something or you know, just
right. I just go there to vent my fucking feelings.
You just fucking tell him your life story and shit.
Right. Yeah, right. I mean, I've heard those people like that, like, you know, people actually go and like, you know, they just vent because they would just want someone to hear. And I mean, it's no one and someone like you don't know, like, you know, so it's like no judgment in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go to church for that, you know, talk to priests.
Nah, but that fool judges. I know everyone they say it's a judge free zone, but yeah. That fool judges. I know when I tell him I haven't lied, he's like, that's it? I'm like, yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm just curious because we've been talking about this at work because me and my two friends at work, our birthdays are all this month. Uh-huh. All three of us.
Yeah, you guys are fucking whack, bro. Y'all make this shit difficult.
I know, bro. It's kind of hard because it's like, all right, how do we celebrate this? Because we're all within like a week and a half or 2 weeks within each other, you know?
Yeah.
Are you guys all Scorpios? Like,
no, I think I'm the only Scorpio.
Oh, okay. I like the other
right. The cutoff's like around the 20 something.
I have no idea. I just know I'm a Libra.
Look it up. Somebody look it up real quick.
I'll look it up.
Basically, it's like we're all over 30 at this point. Or I'm 30, but you know, chill. Not yet.
Pinche viejo, güey.
We're kind of like our birthdays, our days up to the birthdays feel like nostalgic or kind of sad or weird in a way because it's like for different reasons. Maybe sometimes you think back to like a new kid, you know. You had big old parties, pinatas, you know, candy bags, all that stuff, you know. And now it's like, maybe you get like 5-10 friends to go to dinner with you and that's it. Which is cool and all, you know, like I'm not capping on that, you know, like I appreciate like my homies being like, hey, let's go take you out, you know, get some beers, get some shots, get some food, you know, and maybe sing happy birthday like on a candle.
This man said, get some shots, bro. He said, he went from going to have a dinner to, hey, let's go pregame because we're going to go crazy tonight.
No, we're not going crazy tonight. You know how it is, bro. You know how we are. It's like, hey, you want a shot for your birthday, right? No, I'm not even. You don't even ask, bro. You're like, hey, bring a shot for the boy for his
birthday. Mesero, cumpleaños.
Primo.
go get the burro.
No. So for those of you who don't know, there's a restaurant here that actually has like a wooden burro, and they got the poncho and the hat, you know, when you get on that shit and you ride it for your birthday. But fuck, man, I don't know if I can get on that shit anymore, bro. It's a mission right there.
Hey, are we talking like tequila shots though, or are you doing vodka, whiskey?
No, tequila, bro. Tequila, oh, okay. You know,
like any other shots are weird, bro.
We talking about?
I had vodka shots over at the rave, and God. No, man, that tastes straight rubbing alcohol, bro.
I think I'd rather do vodka shots.
Now, if I don't have a choice, whatever's there.
Yeah.
Hennessy, Ciroc.
Nah.
Tequila, you know, I mean, any kind of tequila, you know.
If they offer me Hennessy because it's the only liquor, I ain't taking shots that day. That or Fireball. Ain't happening.
Hey, Fireball was all you're doing.
Yeah, it was a rough one.
Yeah, we retired. We don't talk about Fireball anymore.
So yeah, we're just talking about stuff like that, you know, but it's like, you know, you're not even 29 yet, or, you know, you're like a few hours away from being 29 and whatnot, but you had plans for your birthday, you know, so I think that helps too. Like us in our age, it's like, we don't really have anything planned. And then none, I don't know if you originally had a plan for your 30th.
Yeah, that's why I got butthurt, bro.
Or if it was more of a surprise, you know, and then it's like, you know, and then we showed up and it's like, all right, bitch, we're going to.
Let's not talk about it, bro. It's so hurt.
I'm still hurt about that shit, bro. Even though you guys showed up in the end, I'm still hurt, bro.
Yeah, you're still hurt. That's crazy. I don't know. You're the one that's hurt. That's wild.
Yeah, you're the one that.
Hey, look. Didn't get told like I said, can you blame me? Like this whole time, I didn't know about that show. So.
Yeah.
No, but you. It would have been the same situation for you guys. Fuck you guys.
No, I understand. You're like 5 hours away. I don't. Well, we're all adults. Every time.
Yeah, bro, we are adults. I mean,
I'm 5 hours away. You know, you're also 5 hours away from me, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're all 5 hours away. Like, I don't expect you to show up. I appreciate that you do. Like, I love that you do, you know, all that stuff. But, like, I wouldn't expect you to show up, you know?
And then when I don't show up and you're fucking over there in your room crying because I didn't show up?
Yeah, then what? I'd FaceTime you to take
it out. Bitch, you ain't gonna FaceTime me.
Bitch, you act like we haven't FaceTimed each other for our birthdays the past, like, 3-4 years.
Moises has.
Bro. What? You FaceTimed me and I was coming out of Target and I answered you and I was like, yeah,
exactly. I FaceTimed you.
Nah.
We don't know your schedule, bro.
Nah, I'm just fucking with you, bro. I'm fucking with you.
Nah, he's not, bro. He's hurt. Nah, don't worry, I'm hurt too. If I don't see either of you guys for my birthday, I'm gonna cry.
Bro, your birthday's tomorrow.
When are we supposed to see you?
I'm seeing you right now. I'm seeing you earlier than your birthday.
That doesn't count though. What? What did you say, Miguel?
You said you're busy all weekend.
Hey, true.
Well, tomorrow I'm just cleaning at my house. So if you guys want to come help me clean.
Yeah, tomorrow is a rough day. I have work and then soccer practice and then my soccer game. So
if you rent me a private jet to get over there, I'll do it.
If you hire me an assistant coach for tomorrow, I'm down. I'll be there.
Well, I guess I ain't seen you guys. Nothing. I'm off again.
So you just took Thursday and Friday off for nothing?
Hey, bro, yeah. I would have done the same shit, bro. If, look, you out of everybody would understand, Miguel, bro. Sometimes you need mental days off, bro. Come on.
But I take zero mental days off. That's my problem.
And that's your fucking fault, brother.
That's your fault, bro. No one's fucking telling you to work on days when you don't have to.
It's cool to go to work on your birthday because your homies at work got you, bro. They're like, man, I got you on the Starbucks today. Okay, shut boy. We know out of the three of us, you have the most homies at work, all right?
Facts. No, that's facts, though. That's true.
You're the social butterfly. This fool works at home. I'm shy.
I got zero homies at work. This fool don't talk to anybody.
We have everyone laid off. There's nobody in the office to talk to, so it's kind of hard,
everyone,
you know?
Everyone hates me at work.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's a crazy statement.
Ask them. I'll tell you. I'll put a poll up.
No, I'm fake. Pretty sure someone said, hey, aren't you guys there? The guy from the podcast? I mean, you're famous out there.
I told you guys that, right?
This was an influencer.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so, I don't know. This is a very tangent, but you brought it up. This other guy from where he was like, hey, so like your podcast, what is it called? And I was like, what? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I don't know if I should say their name. Should I say their names? I mean, yeah, right?
Honestly, don't care. I mean, I don't see why not. I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, point is, this guy's name is Juan. He's the first one. And he was like, hey, like, I was scrolling through my feed and like, you guys came up. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, cool. Thank you. And he followed us. And then I guess he told someone else. And then that guy told like a group of people. And so whether they're following us or not, I don't know. I mean, if they are, you know, shout out to you guys. Shout out to the homies from W004 Warehouse.
Shout out W004.
He threw that up, bro. He threw that up right now.
What? W004?
Yeah, what's up?
Where you at?
But yeah, like,
hold on. This is a huge sidetrack, but before we go there,
we're nothing but sidetracks, bro.
One final shout out to Moy for his birthday tomorrow.
Oh,
we're recording on a Wednesday the 4th, so his birthday's on Thursday the 5th. Turning 29. He's gonna get 29 putazos tomorrow if I show up to his house.
29 vergazos, way. Damn, that's foul.
Well, I guess I ain't gonna be home for the next week.
I mean, that's true. You're not.
I got your loco on check, bro.
I gotta take that shit off, bro.
Yeah, turn that shit off.
GPS.
You got me satellited.
No, but yeah, since we took a break last week, but people didn't notice since we still put out an episode.
They didn't have to notice, you know.
I mean, yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, we took a break. We got refreshed. There's actually a story from last week I didn't get to tell you guys.
Oh, shit.
My sister got her wisdom teeth taken out, right? Her boyfriend FaceTimes me right after. Where she's like, looking at the camera and she sees me. She starts crying, bro. And I'm like, what? Why are you crying? She's like, well, I don't want to look like you. And I'm like, bro.
No way.
What? What? I'm at work like shook, bro. Like, what did she just say? I'm like, what do you mean? What does it even mean? I'm like, whatever. I just brushed it off, bro. Like, I was like,
that is not what I was expecting her.
Damn, bro. I thought she was gonna say some like heartfelt shit, like she loves you and whatever else. But nah, I mean, that's accurate though. That I feel like that's her character.
She called me ugly straight up, bro.
No, I mean, you cute.
She was kind of emotional, I think, because she was like, When you say bitch to me, I take that personally. I'm like, I mean, how else are you going to take it?
I mean, really?
No. But yeah, it was like funny. And then so like later on, I got home because I was super early in the morning. I got home from work, from practice, actually. I got home from practice and then I was like, hey, do you remember what happened earlier? She's like, no, not really what happened. I'm like, this is what you said. And then her boyfriend's next to her and he just starts cracking. I'd be like, hey, you said that. She's like, no. It was the drugs. No, it wasn't me. And I'm like,
nah.
I don't know, bro.
That shit makes you speak the truth, bro. It makes you speak the truth. That's truth serum.
my last piece of soul just broke at that moment, and all hope I had for the future just gone, bro.
Like that should be like a vlog for Los Compas. Like we all, I don't know if you guys still have your wisdom teeth, but we all take turns taking each other to get our wisdom teeth removed and see what kind of truth we spill. That way we're completely honest.
We could just take the laughing gas and not get our teeth removed, right? You know, we could just go through the anesthesia and just...
Wait, that does the same thing?
I mean,
that's why you're high off the drugs, not the teeth pulling.
I mean, I still need my teeth removed, though. I still need my wisdom teeth removed.
I don't.
It's a two for one, you know? It's a two for one.
Mine are removed, so I will accompany you guys.
All right, bet.
Mine are in here perfectly and fine, so we're good.
I feel like, don't they still recommend to, like, remove them, even if they're not a problem?
Well, that was me. Mine weren't a problem, and you just said, if you want, you can take them out now. He's like, I don't think they're going to affect you, but if you want, because I was getting like a procedure done already. And so, but I had like the tiniest wisdom teeth ever. Like they were super tiny. So he was just like, honestly, like, I don't think it's going to affect you, but if you just want to take them out, we can take them out. They just did a 2-for-1 special.
I've never been told a single thing about my teeth, but I know I'm pretty sure I have one right here sticking out, like more like up, but it's not pushing or growing. So
yeah, whenever I do get mine removed, I want someone to record me. I want to see.
I'm not there. I want to get FaceTime, bro.
You want to get FaceTimed? Damn. Oh, no, I'm going to live stream it.
Personally.
I said, if I can't be there personally, I want to get FaceTimed, bro. Because I want him to spill the truth out here. I want him to tell me how it really feels, you know?
I'm going to live stream it then. If you guys are not here, I'll live stream it. On Los Compas
account. We should just start vlogging, all three of us, and then compilate it into one video. You know, the week of Los Compas.
Damn, I don't like that idea.
I feel like I'm gonna get roasted too much.
Shit.
Miguel's life. Whoa, woke up late. Damn it. I'm heading to work late. Damn it. I'm at work. Damn it.
I'm depressed. Fuck. Shit. Damn it.
I gotta go teach these kids how to play soccer. Fuck, I suck at soccer. Damn it.
They think I'm old. Damn.
Have anxiety. Damn it.
What the fuck?
I just listened to all the fucking problems.
I gotta take my meds real quick.
Oh,
no, bro. Tell me why. I'm pretty sure it was yesterday. I walked to the office from the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I stopped by my friend's desk and I was like, I have more white hairs. I'm going to be 31. I'm still single. I'm going to die alone. Fuck. And she's like, what happened to you? I'm like, I looked in the mirror in the bathroom and that was it. She was just like, they don't know what to say. I'm like, I'm just being dramatic. And I walk off and I'm like, no.
So again,
you walk off with yours.
If there's anyone out there that can help the boy, you know, tías, primas, primos, tíos.
Hey, whoa.
Anyone, anybody. Just to hang out with the boy.
Anybody at this point, man. Wait, so, okay, you brought up gray hairs and stuff. I wanted to see you guys' opinion on that. So, I mean, I've been pointed out that I have like a couple of gray hairs here and there. Are you guys rocking that look, or are you guys gonna be the type of a person that like dyes your hair so that way you don't have any gray hair?
Look at Miguel, bro. Shit, well, peppered.
Yeah, Miguel looks like he's rocking it. I feel like if I start getting gray hairs, I'm not even gonna like fucking dye it. I'm just gonna rock that shit, bro.
If I start getting gray hairs, I'm just gonna go gray all the way.
Maybe. Yeah, same, bro. I feel like I would pull off the gray hair look.
Incognito. I'm exactly. gonna go silver wolf status.
Exactly.
The only reason I would dye mine is if I'm like, I'm just not hitting like at the clubs, you know, like I'm like, oh, you're too old because you have gray hairs. I'm like, no, bro, I'm barely 30, bro.
But look, we could be dilfs, bro. We could be dilfs. We don't got kids, but we could be dilfs.
You got to have a kid, no?
An exception.
You could lie.
You could lie, exactly. They don't know.
I'm a kid, that's crazy.
They don't know. I mean, what are they going to say? Like, prove it? You can't have the kid with you at the club.
But look, the best one I stand starts with the fucking lie.
No cap, bro. I think a nun lied over the bachelor party weekend. He said he was single. No cap.
Nah, fam. Why are you guys always trying to paint me as a fucking like a horrible fiance, bro?
I'm not.
Guys,
I'm not.
This is why I attack Miguel, because he attacks me. So it's a balance. It's a balance. It's a balance.
We're even. We're 50-50.
Yeah, we're 50-50. We're
bystander.
Fair. No, this fool said he's a bystander. Nah.
That's no, the biggest one. I said good husband.
No, not you, fool. Moises said he's a bystander. That's not true at all either.
I'm sweating, bro.
Out of the three of us, I think Moises is the worst.
Yeah, honestly.
Not worst saying what? In a bad way. I'm just saying out of the three of us.
Okay.
Worst what though?
Boyfriend.
Bitch, you don't even have anyone.
And I'm still better.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. My bad.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
I could be better. I could be better. We can all be better.
I was going to say that. Damn, you stole it.
I got ahead of it.
Fuck. Put that shit on a t-shirt, man. All right, guys. Well, I wanted to bring this up because, for one, I'm happy that we're all here together today. And the reason I say that is because I'm also happy that we're all alive here together today. And you guys look confused. Why am I saying this? Why am I saying that I'm happy that we're all alive here? I'm just happy that we're not all zombies right now at the moment. I don't know if you guys heard that. A big conspiracy theory about the events that unfolded today. About the FEMA alert that went out to our phones. I don't know if you guys heard about that.
No conspiracy. Oh, I mean, I saw an anime one. I don't know if
that's anime.
Yeah, it's like when the microchip in our vaccine goes off after the beep, and then we all turn into Titans.
Shit, I would have been down to turn into a Titan. I'm not gonna lie, I'd have been down.
You want to turn into those mindless ones?
Yeah, just the ones that fucking run like funny. It's like
what? Okay.
Or I could be. I want to be a colossal Titan. Fuck it. Let me be one of those.
I could see a point though, no.
Yeah. So, okay, Moises, just explain it to you because it doesn't seem like you know what I'm talking about. Today at about 11:18, because I think it went out earlier than expected, we all received a phone alert saying like, oh, this is just a test, nothing to be concerned about. This is just a test if there's ever a national emergency, shit like that. But there was also like a big conspiracy. There was like different versions of the story. But there was a big conspiracy theory that when they were going to send these alerts out to everybody, especially the people that got vaccinated, when this alert went out, the sound waves that it was going to fucking make throughout like the phones, the TVs and the radios, there was like a special sound wave that was going to affect people with like vaccines that got like the COVID vaccine. And once it activated, it was going to turn everybody that got the vaccine into a zombie, essentially. And it was going to start the quote-unquote zombie apocalypse. So today, I got the fucking transmission. I got the alert through my phone. And luckily enough, I did not turn into a zombie. And it seems like you guys didn't turn into zombies as well. So you know what? I'm happy about that.
Wow.
Me too.
I didn't know that. So you're telling me I can finally cash in that 4G LTE? Or the 5G LTE?
So to say you mean 5G, you're like behind the generation out here.
Yeah, for it. Wait, what do you mean by cash in?
Well, don't you remember that was also a thing that they were saying that like when you're getting the vaccine, they'll like respond with the 5G.
Oh, you can receive a 5G signal to your body. Hey, Moya, maybe I'm going crazy, but I feel like your non-shirt reminds me of some kind of character.
Freddy Krueger?
Fruit Loop Dingus?
So I looked up Ness from...
Hey, let's go. I just need a fucking red hat.
It was bothering me, dude. I was like, you look like something, like some kind of character. And I'm like...
Like a fake-ass Waldo?
PK Fire?
Yeah, like a wannabe Waldo over here. You know, but he's PK Fire over here.
He PK Fire? PK Thunder?
Yeah, should be your Halloween outfit, bro. Get the hat, get the bat.
Dang, you're right. Get the shorts and the bat? Fuck yeah. I'm swinging, bro. I'm going to be drunk, so I'm going to be swinging.
Okay, how about you get a foam bat?
Nah, I'm going all out. And then I'm going to get a taser.
Yeah, don't come visit
for
us.
What? For PK Flash?
Yeah, PK Thunder and PK Flash. PK, and then
he does do PK Thunder.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna get a fucking flamethrower for PK Fire. If I'm going as Ness, I'm going all out.
Are you taking the yo-yo?
Oh, the yo-yo. Yeah.
The yo-yo.
I feel like you gotta shave though.
No, I don't. I'm the adult version of Ness.
Nah, there's no such thing.
I'm Ness in his mid-30s.
then I assure you will not be swinging a bat in your mid-30s.
Yes, why not?
What do you mean? Look at all these.
He's gonna swing once and just fucking.
No?
You're pro at swinging a bat?
Yeah. You don't know me in these parts of town, brother.
I kind of want to see you swing a bat, dude.
Oh, me?
I want to have a home run.
Oh. Yeah,
I
remember one time, I always have this like really, really unorthodox way of like holding a bat. And whenever we would play baseball, like after school, in high school, I wouldn't say hang out, but a big part of the group were my friends, and then the other group were people that I really didn't like. I fucking hated because they would make fun of me all the time. And while playing baseball, it was no different. You know, they would make fun of the way that I held a baseball bat, essentially. But then once I hit the ball, they were surprised how far I would hit the ball. And then after that, they would make fun of me because I ran really slow to the bases. So I couldn't win. I couldn't win no matter what. Yeah.
This man, how were you slow, bro?
According to them, I was slow. I didn't think I was slow. I don't know, man.
I just needed a new reason to make fun of you.
And I guess.
I got a question, though. How'd you hold the bat?
I honestly don't know. I have to naturally just hold the bat in front of you to be able to see how I hold it. I can't.
Go get a broom.
I couldn't.
Go get a broom.
I don't got no stick. Broom
go,
next
go to me. Go get a broomstick. You act like you don't have a broomstick in your house.
Hold your stick.
Okay. All right, let's move on, guys. Let's fuck it. I'm done. I'm done with this shit already.
You don't got a Slim Jim laying around?
No. I don't know. I think it was like this, something like that. And then
do you hold it like behind you or do you hold it like in front?
No, I think the way that I held the bat, like the specific grip that I had on the bat.
I mean, this seems like a pretty normal grip to me, you know.
No, but there was like a certain way that people held the bat, and I think I did like the reverse way to do it. Like I didn't.
Next time we see you, he's
all back. He's backwards. So instead of having right, instead of having right over left, he's like left over right.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I held it, and then I guess that you're not supposed to do that. But I mean, you're still hit the ball pretty far. So,
I mean, you would do that if you were swinging left-handed, like the opposite side.
Possibly.
Yeah, you'd be like this because you're going like that.
Yeah.
But obviously, if you're swinging right to left. Then holding like this seems dangerous.
Yeah. One thing I do have is bad shoulders, so I can't really play. I can play baseball, but I can't swing the bat too hard because every time I played baseball in the past and I swung the bat hard, I've always like dislocated my shoulder. It pops out of its socket, but then like goes back in.
What the
fuck? And it literally happens every time I play baseball. So I was like, I'm scared to play baseball now.
For real.
Rightfully so. Yeah,
I'm not joking around.
Just to swing, just bat swinging or like bat or ball throwing too?
Just swinging the bat. But that's because I want to fucking hit that shit out of the park, you know? So maybe if I don't swing as hard, maybe it won't happen, but I'm still scared that it'll happen.
If you hit shoulders at the gym, bro, you'll be fine.
I do, bro. I've been hitting the gym lately, man.
But you ain't hitting shoulders out there.
Yeah, I do. I do the over the fucking shoulder and shit, whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called.
Over the river and through the woods.
Exactly. I'd be rowing boats and stuff.
Rowing I'm sorry, canoes. What the fuck? Was that over the river through the woods?
Grandmother's house we go.
Huh?
You never heard that?
No.
Girls?
Maybe not recently, but maybe like way back in my childhood.
So the other day, speaking about, I haven't heard. The other day, Veronica and Shanette were here, and I forgot what triggered it, but I don't know if you guys ever remember in school there was a boy, or there was a book about a boy that falls into a well. I don't know if you guys read it in school.
I'm very uneducated, so...
I mean, it was in elementary, though. Like, it wasn't anything, like, crazy. But it was in elementary, and his name was, like, Tiki Tiki Tembo, No Saw Rembo, Charlie Gucci, Perry Pembo.
I see. I've seen the TikTok about that. That it's not...
Oh, there's a TikTok about it?
Yeah, there's a TikTok. This whole time, the person that wrote that, it's not even, like, real, the real... What is it, Chinese?
I really don't. It's not. It's something.
I think it's like Chinese or I forget what language it was, but it's not actually the language it turned out to be, and that it was just like random shit that the author wrote.
Oh well, yeah. I just remember I don't know why it came up, and I told him that. And they just looked at me like, "What'd you just say?" And I was like, "You guys don't remember that from elementary?" So I thought I was maybe going crazy. I could be going crazy.
I never heard that shit in elementary school either. I only knew about it because of that TikTok.
The Mandela effect is crazy, bro.
The Mandela effect. Mandela effects are fucking wild, bro.
Okay, now actually, let me ask you about this, since you should know about this generation. And how would you spell Onyx from the original 151 Pokemon?
Onyx.
Moi?
Yeah, Onyx.
Y'all both capping.
Onyx.
You're both fucking capping.
Why am I capping, bro?
Are you Onyx?
I could have sworn it was O-N-I-X.
No, it's O-N. It's always been O-N-Y-X.
Nah.
The fake ass fan over here, bro.
So what's right?
O-N-Y-X.
Why are I?
You guys are correct. That's what I'm saying. You're
okay,
correct.
So you're an idiot. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, he's a dumbass.
Wow, okay. Yeah, uh-huh. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, you're stupid. Estás bien feo. Lo tienes bien guango.
Hey, yo, what?
Hey, my bad, guys.
That's right. Bad, the bad. Line. Right. You can call me stupid, but
you're a fake fan. Fake fan don't even know three songs about that shirt you're wearing.
For real.
That's
exactly. That's
not true. You don't even know three songs. What are you talking about?
I never said I was a fan, though. Who's the one wearing the shirt?
I just love this shirt. Do I gotta be a fan?
Yeah, hey, it's a win-win situation for my sis.
It's like those people. It's like those people who wear like Metallica shirts and like AC/DC, and like people are like,
"Oh, okay.
Oh, do you know this song?" And then they're like, "Who?
What are you showing me here?"
That's how it's spelled.
That is not how it's spelled.
I got it backwards. Yeah. So I was originally believing it was O-N-Y-X. I've always believed there was O-N-Y-X.
What?
Recently, there was a TikTok video that said it was spelled O-N-I-X. And I was like, no, it's always been O-N-Y-X. And what? People are like, pull out your original cartridges, pull out your original Game Boys, because this is some crazy shit, you know? I always could have sworn it was O-N-Y-X.
Nah, that is some fucking Mandela effect kind of shit right there, bro. Nah, bro, it's been O-N-Y-X this whole time.
That's what I'm saying. And people are like, no, that's just the mineral or the rock or whatever, you know? O-N-I-X.
Yeah, it's the gem, yeah.
You know what's another Mandela effect that I could have sworn I remember? I don't know if you guys ever saw that baseball commercial where it's a guy being interviewed by a lady. And the original commercial that I saw, it's essentially this white lady interviewing this baseball player. And all of a sudden, there's a ball that's hit and it's like coming at them really fast. And the guy just puts his hand in the way and he catches like no problem. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you remember seeing that commercial. Mm-hmm. Right? And I could have sworn everybody else agrees that interview was conducted by a white lady. And then recently, everybody's been seeing the commercials and it wasn't a white lady, but it was a black lady the whole time that was interviewing the guy. And I could have sworn that it was a white lady that did that fucking interview. And everybody in the comment section was like, no, you're mistaking the commercial for a different one that was about hockey. That one, a white lady was conducting an interview. And I was like, nah, bro, that's not real, man. I remember what I remember. And it was a fucking white lady doing the interview, bro. And that shit, dude, I swear to you, Mandela effects are freaky as hell, bro. I think the government's fucking with our brain, man.
I also heard that video was fake and staged too.
Yeah, no, it was.
Can I ask you guys about some Mandela effects? See what you guys think?
All right, that's like
the whole list.
All right, go for it.
So how do you spell Looney Tunes?
L-O-O-N-E-Y-T-U-N-E-S.
Yeah, I agree. Same.
Okay.
Hey, let's go.
Does Curious George have a tail? Yes or no?
Yes.
Does he have a tail? Fuck. Yeah?
Never had a tail.
What?
Never had a tail.
I'm a fucker. He didn't have a tail this whole time?
Nah.
Okay, Febreze. How do you spell Febreze?
What the fuck? He doesn't have a tail.
Bro, I could have sworn he had a fucking tail.
How do you spell Febreze?
F-E-B-R-E-E-Z-E?
No, it's with one E.
Only one.
Yeah.
F-E-B-R-E-Z-E.
Let's go.
How do you spell Skechers?
S-K-E-T-C-H-E-R-S.
Hold on.
Skechers. Damn, bro, what is this fucking spelling bee? Skechers. Yeah, I think I'm agree with Miguel.
There's no T.
Huh?
S-K-E-C-H-E-R-S.
What the fuck kind of grammar is that? What the hell?
Fruit Loops? How do you spell Fruit Loops?
Fruit is not spelled properly. It's F-R-O-O-T-L-O-O-P-S.
Does the Monopoly guy have a monocle? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
What? What are you talking about?
Wait, no, what?
What are you talking about? Apple has a monocle.
No. Pikachu's tail, does it have a black tip? Yes or no?
Yes. It has a black tip.
No, bro. Look at it. Look at it. He had a monocle.
No, he doesn't. No,
it was on the cards. It was on the fucking...
No, Miguel, you're looking at a different timeline.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, but Pikachu never had a black tail.
Wait, what?
What?
It's been yellow only? Nah, bro, all these are fucking flaws. I don't believe you.
I kid you not, bro.
I'm about to look all these up.
We gotta stop. I can't. My brain can't handle this anymore.
All right, last one.
It's all a lie.
Does Kit Kat have a hyphen? Yes or no?
Kit Kat have a... No, that one doesn't have a hyphen.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
No hyphen.
Get out of here, Miguel. Get your ass out of here. I'm telling you, Miguel's living in a different timeline. He exists on a... He's on a different...
If anyone out there has experienced any Mandela effects, let us know, man. Because it'd be wild, man. Because I swear, sometimes you are like, there has to be. And then You get told no.
I'm telling you, bro, that commercial, like, I guarantee you, bro, I remembered it a certain way, and now this fucking video is telling me otherwise, and I don't believe it.
Was the dress blue and black or white and gold?
It depends.
Both. Hey.
What'd you guys think?
I think for mine it was blue.
Blue and black, I think.
Yeah, blue and black.
I was a blue and black.
Yeah.
My coworker, she straight up looked at me and lied to me, saying it was gold and yellow. Okay, maybe she wasn't lying, but she's seen some shit differently.
That's what she saw, bro. That's what her programming said, bro.
Those were the good old Facebook days, man.
I remember, yeah, that shit took a Facebook by the storm.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Hey, let me show you guys this poster real quick. But yeah.
Hold on, before you get into that, I wanted to ask you guys something. Us, we haven't had enough phone conversations to be able to judge you on if you're this type of person or not. But I know a particular person, and it's a coworker that I work with, and I wouldn't say it bugs me, but I'm just like left like, what the fuck? Like, why?
It bugs him.
I guess. Yeah, whatever.
It clearly bugs him.
I guess whatever. But do you guys know any people that you know personally that whenever you're talking on the phone and when it's time to hang up, they just like hang up very abruptly, like just like fast. You're like you're in the middle of your sentence, about to say like bye or peace out or later, but they just fucking click on you right when you're saying that shit.
I know two people.
You know two people? Okay, because that shit, okay, you know, I'll admit it. It is fucking annoying, but I have this coworker. I'm not going to name, obviously, but...
name him.
This fool constantly calls me for help, and I always fucking help him, you know? That's why I'm his coworker, you know? I fucking help him. Yeah. But every time the fucking conversation's about to end and I'm like, all right, cool, bro. He's like, oh, thank you. And I'm like, all right, cool, bro. No problem. Like, talk to you later. But before, like, I even say any of that shit, that motherfucker hangs up on me, bro. I'm like, this motherfucker, bro, I helped you with what you fucking needed from me and you just hang up on me like that, bro. Like, what the fuck is that?
I know.
That shit's annoying.
he's like, blah, blah, blah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and literally, it happens every single time, bro. It happens every single time. I'm like, all right, bro. I'm like, you motherfucker, bro. Come on, really? Like every time.
Yeah, yeah. That's my two of my coworkers. Yeah,
they do this shit, man.
So you guys all just have coworkers that you guys hate. Nice.
Nah,
I wouldn't say hate.
They just don't like us, I guess.
People. They just don't. Oh, now it's on you.
I mean, yeah, maybe it is on me. Maybe this is the poster I want to show you guys.
I don't see it.
Other people, if you're listening to the audio only, he's showing us a Pokemon chart.
It's just a poster of the original 151 Pokemon.
Well, on this side, it looks like a chart.
Yeah, it looks like a fucking chart.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Can you name these? Can you name all these? Hey. No.
Yeah, I just got to sing the Pokemon song. Rapidash.
What's on the back?
All 151 cards.
Like the illustration for all of them?
Yeah, these are the actual cards in this set. So the only cards that are not on that poster are the secret rares, the secret illustration rares, all that stuff, all the alternate arts. So, but these are the original 151 cards for this set.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. That was cool.
Miguel, you're a fucking nerd.
What? Look, maybe you'd get it if you grew up on Pokemon, bro. This is the thing.
We can't hear you, bro. You're not speaking into your... I'm just kidding.
My bad. I said if you... Come on, man. That's crazy.
You got your whole fucking back turned towards us, bro.
I was holding it up. I'm sorry. But yeah, and then this is the little box.
Was that the new one that came out?
Yeah, this is the new one. This is the new set, I'm telling you.
And you didn't buy me one?
I have an extra box right now.
Yeah, for my birthday? Thanks, dog.
Oh yeah, you act like you collect Pokemon. Look at this promo Snorlax right here.
What are you talking about? I collect Pokemon cards.
The only thing you collect are L's, bro. Hey, new pack, fresh pack. Remember how we started this podcast off, guys, where I was opening packs up back in the day?
Are you true fans out there? Are you original listeners?
Us. Yes. If you guys don't mind, I want to do one more throwback to that, one of those original episodes. And I want to open up one of these original 151 Pokemon cards. You know what we're at it, guys? What's your favorite of the original? Because I know yours is Mimikyu, which is not original 151.
Yeah, you stupid ass.
We all have... Huh?
you started off your question with what's your favorite original Pokemon, and then you name Mimikyu, and you obviously know that's not original.
That's what I'm saying. That I know yours is, your favorite is Mimikyu, which is not the original 151, but what is your original from?
But that's the thing, though. That is not my favorite.
Huh?
The thing is, that's not my favorite, though. My favorite is Gengar.
You have that fool tatted on you, bro. What do you mean it's not your favorite?
He's one of my favorites for sure.
Where's the Gengar tattoo at, then?
Maybe I just don't know what design I wanted for Gengar yet. And, you know, I knew what I wanted for Mimikyu, so I went for it.
That's crazy. You know, you're right, though. You're right. I've seen some crazy Gengar designs. There's actually a car down the street today. It was the Challenger. It was wrapped in purple, but the side had a sticker, and it was Gengar sticker. And I was like, bro.
That was fire.
Shit was sick. So if people not watching, I'm opening up this pack right now.
We got a Squirtle. Lickitung.
Lickitung. A Metamat.
Pidgey. Rapidash.
Nidorina. Raticate. Pidgey. And Leftovers. Damn.
There's still one more. Crazy.
Oh, there's one more? Oh. Jolteon.
Hey, shout out to the Eeveelutions, man. Shout out to the Eeveelutions.
That's cool. Oh, that's
Gengar.
Cool.
Gengar's your favorite. Okay. What about you, Moy? Original 151.
But don't even know them.
I really like Dark Magician.
I am going to fight this fool when I see him again. I swear.
I'm more of a Dark Magician girl kind of fan.
I'm more of a Dark Sage kind of guy. You know.
That's not the right name for him.
That doesn't matter what the right name is. You asked.
Moises is also living on a different timeline where Dark Sage is a thing.
Are you talking about when you used the Time Wizard with Dark Magician and he became the old Sage?
Same difference.
And if I know that and I'm a nerd, then I'm sorry.
First original 151. Fuck, I don't know. Entei? Eh?
No, the Pokemon you pick will be the Pokemon that walks with you in the Pokemon world, right?
No, you didn't hear what he said. That fool said Entei, bro.
He said Entei.
Oh, okay. I heard Entei.
Calm down.
I got excited.
Yeah.
I got excited.
I bet you did. Excited. I bet you did, brother. Fuck, I really don't know. I'm going to go basic and just like Blastoise. I thought he was pretty cool.
Yo, he was a big ass tortoise. Of course,
he was. Yeah, bro, he's a big ass turtle with guns on his back.
My boy's yoked.
You know, and then you have the Squirtle gang with the little sunglasses.
The Squirtle squad.
Squirtle gang.
Squirtle squad.
A Squirtle gang.
This fool says everything fucking reverse, bro. This fool last time, remember he said Pop Funkos. I was like, God damn, bro, that shit made me cringe.
Honestly, bro,
that shit made me cringe, bro.
Oh, you guys want to see my Pop Funkos?
No.
Wait, aren't they Pop Funkos?
I could disable this fool, bro. I could kick him out.
Aren't they not Pop Funkos?
No, bro, you're. I'm gonna fuck you up, Miguel. I'm gonna fuck
Wait,
you
is
up.
Is that for Christmas?
Yeah.
You have it boxed up?
Yeah.
Oh, bitch, yeah. Collector item, bro.
Are you gonna open it?
Collector item.
How much? Ew.
No.
Harry Potter sucks. Hey, just kidding. Sorry, are you Harry Potter?
Yeah, we're about to get canceled.
Hey, speaking of popularity and canceled, I don't know, do you want to go with the next subject real quick before, you know?
Yeah. I just want to, we can do it quickly. I want to see what you guys would do. I keep mentioning timelines. I don't know if you guys knew about this theory, supposedly, like, I don't know if it has to really do with timelines, but there's this theory out there that if for whatever reason you encounter yourself, like in real life, like a copy of yourself, that copy of yourself is out to like look for you and like take you out, you know? I don't want to say the word, but they're like looking out and they're like trying to find you and they're like trying to take you out to like take your place. I wanted to see like what would you guys do like if that was real? Like if you came across like yourself and they were trying to take you out, what would you do in that? Yeah, your doppelganger essentially. What would you do? Like would you take your doppelganger out or would you avoid him at all costs so you wouldn't be caught? Knowing the outcome that if he found you that he's going to eliminate your ass.
I would be like, hey, man, go for it. It's all you. Take it.
I didn't want this life anyway to begin with.
Give me a break, like, man. You know
what? I don't know. Like, I'm done, bro. I tried.
Yeah, bro. So you just giving up?
I mean, yeah, bro. I'm hoping he just lets me walk, you know, and I can just go, like, live alone somewhere, you know, for a while. Be like,
nah, bro. He's
man, not gonna... You want to go through this? I go for it, bro. Like,
that was not giving you a chance, brother.
All right. Well, hey, man. I mean, that's kind of tough, man.
Damn. What about you, Moises?
I think I would just avoid as much as I could. I don't think I have the capability to take someone out.
Even
then again, yeah, I'm like, then again, it is for my own, you know, my own life.
Exactly. They're,
I don't know.
They're not going to hold back on you.
So this is literally just me, right? Like, there's no special attributes. There's no nothing. It's just me.
Carbon copy of you, man. They're trying to take your spot in this life.
I might be able to take me.
I mean, you know your own weak spots, right?
Yeah. Now that I think about it.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, just wait till you're asleep. He can't breathe. I guess. Fell over him and he just suffocates.
Yeah.
Fucking bitch.
I would do the same thing, bro. I'd fight for my life, you know? Well, then again, I guess I would try to play it smart, because if I were to be in the situation where, like, I noticed that he was looking for me before he notices me in the first place, I would, like, splinter cell that shit, you know? Like, fucking see his movements, see where he's staying, and then just, if he's sleeping, just, bah, take him out.
Can I just wear disguise and he wouldn't recognize me ever?
I mean, I don't know if it'll work, but you could try.
Can I, like, just shave my head bald and... I don't know if I...
Shave your head bald? Would you ever shave your head bald?
No.
Would either of you guys shave your head?
No.
I think eventually I'll start balding. Maybe at that point, maybe I'm down. I think I could rock the bald beard look.
I can imagine I'm looking like a muscular Johnny Sins or something.
A muscular... Johnny Sins is muscular. What the
I
fuck?
Know, but you know what I mean?
A hairy Johnny Sins, maybe?
No. I mean, yeah, that too, but...
Damn. I'll take it. I mean, I'll take that as a compliment. I think that's what it was.
You talking about the whole, you know, your doppelganger coming after you. Have you seen that video of there's a snail chasing you?
Oh, yeah. So there's a snail chasing you, and it's trying to kill you.
Yeah.
You know where it's at all times.
No, it knows where you are at all times. But you don't know where it's at. It just has to touch you, and then that's it. Game over.
Oh, yeah.
Would you take the risk and, like, play the game pretty much for, like, right, in this case, we'll do $1 billion.
Damn. Fuck yeah, bro. I would do it. That's a lot of... Wait. But I don't get it. Like, do you have the million or the $1 billion, like, right away? Or
Yeah. So you get the money.
Okay.
You just have to survive and live long enough where you don't get touched by the snail.
Bro,
but as soon as the sail touches you, GG.
Easy, bro. Look, I start off location one, and then I fly to an island, knowing the fucking snail will not be able to swim.
No.
It gets to you. Like, it can cross water. It can cross anything.
Goddamn, this is a fucking ultimate. This is a ultra instinct snail,
like,
bro.
This is like a ninja snail.
A ninja snail, you said.
I think, you know, I would take the bet. I would hire a shit ton of scientists that will calculate how fast this snail is moving, or how fast a snail will move, how long it will take to get to each location, and then just have scientists with me all the time. That way I can just jump countries, like, whenever I want to, you know?
I mean, I don't think you need all that. You could just...
No, I need it. If I want to leave at peace, I need it.
How far does a snail travel in, you know, X amount of time?
Nah. I'm not going to lie to you. I think just the sheer anxiety of knowing the snail, and it could be here at any given second. You know, maybe I picked the wrong location. I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could sleep.
Damn.
Because no matter what you do, you could have bodyguards. You can be in a cage. You know,
I'm gonna just
bubble.
Look, since I have the scientists, I'm gonna help them create me an army of other snails that'll protect me from this one snail. So that way this snail has to get through those other snails before it gets
to me. It's a ninja snail. Your snails ain't shit.
Nah, bro. But these I'm creating more ninja snails to fight this other ninja snail.
It's supposed to say he's creating biotechnical snails,
bro. I'm literally just going to use all the money to try to protect my ass from this fucking snail, bro.
This dude.
Come on. I'm smart.
No, valid point, man. I mean, you can go anywhere with this question.
Playing it safe.
How creative are you? You know, how are you?
So
are
look,
you
even
exactly.
I looked it up. Snails can travel over 1 mile per hour.
Let's assume that this one is the fastest snail ever.
All right, so we'll say 1 mile per hour. So it can get around 25 meters in 24 hours.
How long is
25 how much meters? Is meter?
Wait, how many meters?
25.
You got 3 feet in a meter, basically. That's 75 feet.
How much is 75 feet?
So there's there's 78 feet. So, and then there's a mile. There's what, 5,280 feet. I mean, like, you can honestly just, you know, move to Europe and you'll be fine. Like, it won't make it to you ever.
No, it'll make it to you eventually.
Not before you die.
Oh, true. There you go. That's what I'm saying, bro. Easy is better my life. This snail has made it.
The snail ain't shit.
This snail ain't shit. It's made it to Maker, man.
I think it's just snow. Trying to test your like mental fortitude. It's like,
oh, I'm gonna be fucking
knowing that you have a snail on your ass that can kill you at any moment.
First of all, pause. Second of all, this snail ain't shit, bro. Once again, this snail ain't shit. I'm gonna be living my best life, anxiety free, because I got all this money. And I'm gonna have scientists with me the whole time.
That's crazy.
My boy still has scientists with him at all times.
He's really sticking to the scientist part, bro.
Yep.
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
The money is gonna help me sleep at night. Alright, well that was it for me, guys. Miguel, if you want to end it off with your topic that you were gonna say.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I forgot.
You mother.
I know he was gonna forget.
I have very bad short term memory loss for some reason. What were we talking about? Well, this is awkward.
Well, if you can't remember it, we can end it there. That's fine.
Honestly, I don't remember what we were talking about. Pokemon?
We're talking about Pokemon.
No, it wasn't even related to that. It was something decent, you know, and just
something decent. Something that was okay. It was okay.
Dude, now I'm just like, bro, what the heck, man? I knew I should have said something.
Well, there you go, guys. This is the effects of being old.
We were talking about Yu-Gi-Oh.
All right, guys. This is, yeah, like Moises said, this is effects of being 31. Miguel's the oldest one out of all of us.
I'm 30. Okay.
It makes sense. You know, Miguel's the oldest. It wouldn't make sense that he would forget everything now compared to the young brains of mine and Moises.
Look, anxiety, depression, and age all affect your memory, okay?
Look, Miguel. If you don't,
forgetting who you guys are.
If you don't give depression and anxiety permission to affect you, legally they can't. So just don't give it permission.
I'm glad you now become a psychologist.
Don't give it terrible consent. Advice. Catch me on BetterHelp, guys. BetterHelp. My psychological diploma will be uploaded to that website. So if you guys want help, I got you.
The biggest scam in the world is a nun, 100%. Especially with this shirt on, bro. It's still bothering me for some reason.
I'd be that psychologist. Be like, don't be depressed, bro. It's as simple as that.
Get over it, bro.
Smile,
bro. It's all good.
You know what fucking the nun shirt reminds me of is our fucking high school colors.
It's not my high school colors too.
Did we all have the same high school color? Same mascot?
I had mascot? Blue and gold.
Bulldog?
No, mine was a Bronco.
A Bronco?
What? Not even a Mustang? This one.
Speaking about the Broncos, did you guys see that 70 to, I don't even know what the score was.
Yeah, the Dolphins.
I didn't even know a fish can beat the fucking horse like that.
That's a tough fish.
Thanks to everyone who listens to us, watches us, follow us, comments, reacts, like everything, interaction with us. Keep doing it because it's awesome. We love it. Keep sending in those messages, the DMs, you know. Let us know what topics you guys want us to talk about. Let us know if you guys want to come on here and talk about your hot takes.
Yes, sir. Hey, shout out to all our guests. Shout out to the homies that popped up. Shout out to DJ Greg. Shout out to Mario. Shout out to Anthony. We told you guys already in person, but we really appreciate you guys for hopping on, man. Like Moises says, it's a struggle getting people to come on, just scheduling wise, having to coordinate, have people come on. It's very tough. It can be stressful, but when it happens, it's fucking amazing, man. But DJ Greg, Anthony, Mario, once again, man, shout out to you guys because you guys killed it. Those three episodes were amazing, and we hope to have you guys on again soon. And hope to have many more guests again soon in the future.
Yeah, one thing though, I was trying to find the boxing videos, you know, so we can repost them since y'all were like posting boxing videos of your own, you know, getting ready for the match, you know, for the tournament. I'm like, they don't want to see the smoke, bro. They don't want it, bro.
Yeah.
But I got you. I'm gonna record a new video on the punching bag. Be looking like Prime Canelo out here, bro.
Prime Canelo.
Anthony,
Prime
that's cinnamon. For you, bro. That's for you.
Damn. Hey, I'm gonna see him in person this Saturday, bro. You want me to tell him anything?
Bring a mop for his blood. Hey,
bring a mop for the blood?
For his blood.
Yeah. Oh,
for
shit. His blood. That's crazy.
Could you just tell him I said hi?
All right, bet. I got you. I'm gonna do what I usually do. I'm gonna do what I usually and just stir shit up and make shit up. And then,
bro, every single time, like, Adnan's like, but this is, I tell him I said hi. And when it says that, you're a fucking dumbass. And I'm just like, what?
You know, it makes things spicy, you know? It makes things interesting.
If you guys think I'm out of pocket, you should hear the real or none.
But if I ever do that to you, just know it's because we're very close friendship now, you know? You know,
yeah, one day we're gonna get sucker punched in a parking lot, and I don't know why, it's gonna be a non's fault, bro.
Nah, remember, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
You're not the one fighting. You're
exactly.
We're gonna get knocked out because of you.
Exactly.
My boy just over here stern.
Oh, bad. Throwback to the whole guest thing. I really think it'd be cool to have a woman's perspective or opinion on our podcast. So, if there's any girls out there that want to be in our podcast, let us know. You know,
Miguel's trying to find a date now.
That's not what I'm trying to find. Right? They just have different opinions.
Nah, you know? But for reals, I do have a coworker who's been wanting to come on, give her opinions,
not
give
her.
Not her point of view. Not her. Not her. No, different one. Different one.
Oh, okay, okay.
Which one?
But yeah, so it's like, you guys need like different points of views on certain topics. I'm like, well, slide through. We'll make it happen. And then the other friend, she can just come on here and talk about your guys' white ass anime.
Yeah, not her.
And that's it for us.
Yes, sir. Moises has said it already. Make sure to subscribe, tune in, listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, follow our social medias. TikTok, Instagram, Threads. Fuck it. We don't use it, but still follow us.
And if you don't, remember, it's Spooktober. We're going to send La Llorona for you, El Chamuco. And we're just going to curse you guys, all right? So follow us.
And to top it off, we'll send Miguel out to you, too. That's the scariest one of all.
That's the worst one out of all.
That's the worst one
out of all. Share this or you get 5 years bad luck, you know?
Share this or Miguel will be at your door.
And stay tuned for the next episode. You never know. Might be a spooky episode for the
honestly, for the... though, like, if you think about it, I think all those posts I never shared back in, like, youth, I'm like, fuck, man, maybe I should have shared them, you know?
True.
Now he's hexed. He's hexed for life.
True. All right, guys. If you tuned in this far, guys, we appreciate you guys so much. So shout out to you if you made it this far. And once again, check out our next episode because it might be a spooky episode for October. So look out for that. And that's it for us today, guys. You guys want to say anything else?
Welcome to Spooktober.
Very
cool month. If you're into Halloween decorating, I would be very interested in seeing your decorations, your designs and stuff like that. I'm trying to get some inspo over here, some inspiration for a possible Halloween party at the end of the month, you know, which is also my birthday party. Want to decorate my house. I was actually driving around earlier and there's some sick decorations out there. I mean, kind of expensive, but they're sick, you know. the whole purple lighting with like the dark orange, you know, and like some statues here and there and like web designs, you know. You should go, if I could take this camera off and show you guys the living room. Mom's got the chicken doll on the TV again, holding a Barbie head, but yeah, my bad.
No, look, guys, I'm gonna show up Central Valley next week so we could possibly do an in-person podcast, all three of us. And I think Miguel's living room would be a dope spot to do it. So, well, who knows? I don't know. We'll see what happens. Can't guarantee.
Miguel's house is the worst place to fucking do it.
True. They got a whole bunch of dogs out there.
It's haunted, bro. It's haunted.
Yeah, it's haunted. Fuck that, too.
I don't know. We'll find out what location we'll do it at. Hopefully, we can make it happen. Until then, though, guys, we appreciate everybody for fucking listening in. We will catch you guys on the next episode. So stay tuned. Peace out, y'all.
Laters. Deuces.